Hi, this is Kelly Doyle Bailey, and I'm the Social Emotional Learning Specialist for the Maine Department of Education. Thank you for taking a small moment out of your day today to look at the Library of Mindful Guided Practices that I've put together for you. Today, the offering is really a mindful self inquiry. And also just an opportunity for us to look into the physical sensations and emotions and thought patterns that contribute to daily stress, anxiety, worry, concern. So if any of you are having difficulty or struggling in a way that your worry or stress may be impacting your daily life, and you notice that you're just kind of having a hovering or you just kind of feel it just in the background, then just know that that's fear. And when we're in that fear place, anxiety masks as fear. When we are in that fear place, our body and our brain will become dysregulated, right? And our neurochemistry will support reactivity and not responsivity. So this practice that we're going to do today, I actually found this from a magazine, the Mindful Magazine, and I believe the practice was put together, maybe, by one of the contributing editors there. And Mindful Magazine or mindful.org is a great website if anybody's looking for some resources. So this mindful practice combines body scan, mindfulness of thoughts, and mindful self-inquiry. And really, self-inquiry is just a gentle investigation into the nature of our own mind and our own being. It really looks at that physical sensation of emotions and thoughts that could be, like I said, contributing to stress and anxiety. So what we're going to do is lean into the stress, lean into the anxiety, and expand the energy for trust and through breathing and just being gentle and kind and allowing the body to relax. And with relaxation, we're able to gain some insight into what's driving the concern. So we bring a kind awareness and acknowledgement to the stress or anxious feelings that we might be having in the body and the mind. And without analyzing or suppressing, we're just encouraging or encouraging them. We're just noticing. Sorry, we're noticing that. And although that might feel a little bit scary to some of us, in and of itself, just realize that when we allow ourselves to feel and acknowledge worries or irritations or painful memories or other difficult thoughts and emotions, then we can help to dissipate them. They lose their energy over us. And so when we really practice mindfulness, right, if you're new to mindfulness, then know that mindfulness is just about a gentle presence of awareness of where you are right now, right here on purpose. Tapping into just breathing on purpose and slowing the breath and just feeling generally peaceful and calm. And every time we do that, we reconnect some neural pathways for shifting, right? And we can make a remarkable shift in our body. And time again, when feelings of anxiety come about for us, as we practice being present and breathing on purpose and really working in that self-inquiry place, then we can shift our overall emotional health and well-being. So the invitation is for, like we always do, to settle in a comfortable spot, allow yourself to become unbusy. So don't take notes right now. It's not necessary. Just allow yourself to become comfortable in the chair. Feel yourself being fully supported by the chair, noticing slight contact of your body with the chair. And we're just going to allow ourselves to take the time to be present and go within our own life. And This practice allows us or invites us to take a moment to welcome and congratulate ourselves in being here, being present. So we're just going to take a few moments to feel that we are in mind and body. We're going to do something called a mindful check-in or a body scan. So begin to notice that your feet are rooted on the floor. Or if you're lying down, just notice the points of contact that your body is making with the floor. And begin to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We call it a 3-5, so 3 count in through your nose. And slow exhalation, long exhalation for 5 counts out of your mouth if that's comfortable. And we're just gently as we breathe, withdrawing the awareness from the mind and bringing our attention to the breath. And in doing so, we're being mindful of the breath of the abdomen expanding and on the inhalation and falling on the exhalation. We're breathing in and breathing out with awareness. We're not trying to control our breath. We are really breathing normally and naturally, just feeling the gentle rise and fall of your belly. This in itself is really the best belly breathing, mindful breathing, focused attention breathing. Helps us calm down when we're feeling anxious, feeling fearful. So just if you take one thing away from this practice, being mindful of your breath, coming in and going out, breathing in and out your own unique awareness of self. As you sink a little deeper, allow muscles to become heavy and warm. If you find the silence that the mind has wandered off, compassionately, gently bring the mind back from the wandering. Remember that the mind, that's the tool of the mind, the job of the mind to wander in thoughts or memories. You might notice that you're making plans. So as we become quiet and we notice that the mind wanders, just gently bring the mind back by giving yourself an anchoring word like breath, breathing, or here. Today, we're taking a moment to slow our lives down, taking it one inhalation and exhalation at a time, breathing in and breathing out with awareness, breathing in and breathing out moment to moment. Now we're gently going to withdraw the awareness from breathing and shift our focus on a body scan. Feeling into this body, into the world of sensations, thoughts, and emotions, and acknowledgement, whatever is being experienced. We're going to be just like meteorologists, objectively reporting weather. As a mindful practitioner, we're like internal meteorologists reporting the weather objectively on the inside. So whatever it is that we're feeling in the body, in the mind, we can just acknowledge whatever is and let it be. So we'll bring our focused awareness to the sole of our feet. If you're lying down, you can rub the soles of your feet together. You can do it sitting as well. Get to feel the heels and the bottom of the feet, the toes, the tops of the feet, behind the Achilles tendons and gently above the ankles and joints. Just feeling each of your feet up to the ankles with awareness and acknowledging whatever it is that the body is feeling potentially. And what the mind is saying about it. Feeling into the feet, into the ankles, letting the awareness rise up into each of the lower legs, into the calves and the shins, and coming up into the knee joints. Feeling the body with complete awareness. Now let the awareness rise from the lower legs and knees to the upper legs and into the thighs and hamstrings, the quads. Feel its connection to the hip joints and feel sensations, the felt sense of the body. Feel your thighs, hips, and just let it be. Let the awareness come into the hips and pelvic girdle, to the center of the body, feeling the sit bones, the general systems of elimination, feeling the center of your body with awareness. Whatever arises in the body, or perhaps at times even in the mind, any emotions, acknowledge them and let them be. We're not trying to do anything. We're simply just noticing. Keep breathing. Let the awareness rise into the tailbone and the lower back, up the spine, into the middle, sitting gently into the upper back. Feel the sensations of the back with awareness and letting whatever comes, whatever sensations you might have, to simply be. As we go through this scan, we might notice from time to time tensions or tightness, achiness. And if you can, allow any of those areas to soften. By all means, let it happen. It's also important to know that if you are unable to soften, the practice informs us to let it be. Let whatever sensations ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. The same applies to our thoughts and our emotions. We're practicing being okay regardless. Even though I feel sensations, even though I'm not quite able yet to let things go, I am okay. I am enough. Lean back into that feeling of the back with awareness. Let the awareness begin to rise up into each of your shoulders and the shoulder blades. Gently bring the awareness down the upper arms and into the elbows and forearms, the wrists, the hands. Feel sensations from the shoulders to the fingertips, uncurling your fingers one by one, just like the petals of a flower. And if there is any awareness from your shoulders to your fingertips that causes concern or irritation or pain or suffering, don't try to force it. Continue to breathe, acknowledge, and let it be. Withdraw your awareness from your shoulders and your upper body, the great system of digestion and assimilation, feeling into the belly with the awareness. Whatever sensations are being felt in the belly, tightness, nervousness, just rightness, whatever is there, acknowledge, letting it go as we feel into our guts, into the belly of awareness. Now let the awareness rise up to the skin of your chest, your sternum, the rib cage, feeling the great systems of ventilation of the lungs, the circulation of the heart, feeling into the chest with awareness and being mindful of whatever comes up in the body, of your core, letting any waves of thoughts, emotions, sensations ripple and resonate wherever they need to go, feeling into the chest with awareness. Continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. 2, 3, in, hold. Long exhalations out. Bring your awareness from the chest back to your shoulders again. Feel the shoulders and the connections to the neck and the throat. Being present. Now let the awareness from the shoulders and neck and throat come up to the jaw. The jaw is one of the most exercised joints in the body, home of communication, home of how we take in food. Feeling into the jaw, into the mouth, into the teeth and tongue, and letting it be. Let your jaw relax. Give yourself space between your top teeth and your bottom teeth. Allow your tongue to be loose. Feel into your facial structure. Feel in the top and back of your head. Feel sensations and let them be. Feel into the ears, the sides of the head, and into your brain. Feel your face and head with awareness. Continue to breathe as you gently make connections of the face and head with the neck and throat, the shoulders and arms, hands, chest, belly, back, hips, legs, feet. Feel the body as a whole from head to toe and fingertip. As we breathe in, feeling the body rise ever so gently on the inhalation and the exhalation. Rise and fall. In breath, I am calm. Out breath, I let it be. As we're feeling into this body and mind, we may at times continue to experience some anxious thoughts or worries or fears. And there are times when we can use the mindful practice of inquiry to investigate, to discover potentially the underlying causes of our fears. If it appears that even after practice of the body scanned and mindful breathing, that we're persisting with some anxious feelings, bringing attention to those feelings themselves now to acknowledge what's left, what's felt. That's the feeling of fear. And as I say this, I want to say this with the word of compassion and gentleness. Just like on a hot day, if we would like to go swimming and we put our toes in the water and react with coldness, that through the gradual acclimation of dipping the toes in and out of water, we acclimate to the temperature and slowly, part by part, our body becomes accustomed to the temperature of the water and we go swimming, very gently dipping the toes into a fear, just acknowledging what's there and letting it be, feeling into the fear with gentle awareness. There's no need to analyze or figure things out in this practice. Just feel the experience of feeling anxious, feeling worried, and let it be. And whatever arises, equally acknowledge and let it be. Feeling into the heart of fear. Just listen with compassion. No need to push yourself more than you can handle by just working with the edges. Feeling into the anxiety and acknowledging. As we learn to be with things as they are, we may discover underlying causes. So sitting with just being, knowing that this is not a cure for anxious minds, but a rest from it, a way to sit with it. Allow yourself to sit. I'll hold the minute of space, sacred space, as you breathe and let be, feeling the heaviness of your body, feeling your heart and the connection of you, your true self. Continuing to breathe, gently withdrawing from the mindful inquiry practice, let's just come back to the breath again, in and out, feeling your belly expanding on the inhalation and breathing out with awareness. Just stay present with each breath in and out. Just like we're watching breath coming and going, we can even begin in this last practice of watching the very thoughts that we think like watching clouds go by, flying by in the sky. We're like sitting at the edge of a river, just watching whatever is floating downstream. Beginning to observe the mind and even the thoughts of fear are nothing but passing mental phenomena. Like clouds, observing any fearful, anxious thoughts as just mental events that come and go. Being present to the mind, just thoughts, just like any of the other senses of sight, of sound, taste, smell, bodily sensations, all coming and going, all showing the mark of impermanence. Observing the mind thoughts, noticing the ever-changing nature of thoughts, showing its impermanence. Just coming and going. It's just thinking. As we become aware of our thoughts and the traps we find ourselves in at that moment, we can become free. They are just thoughts. They're occupying space in our mind, and we can choose to be free from our own suffering. Gently withdraw our awareness from the mindfulness of thoughts. Let's come back to the breathing of the abdomen. Just be mindful in your breathing in and out. In a moment, we'll begin to end this practice. Let's just take a moment to remember all the things that are challenged or challenging us with those feelings, all those living with fear and worry. Let's extend our well wishes of healing, peace to our brothers and sisters of the world who live and engage in fear. Continue to breathe for just a few more moments. Take these moments to congratulate yourself for proactively turning into the fears and working with them. And may we affirm as we acclimate ourselves to the things that bother us, that we cannot be so challenged by them. Saying on purpose inside your mind, may all beings, all those everywhere that live in anxiety and fear, who suffer from sadness or anxiety, emotions, may we remember to be held in the cradle of the heart of the universe and that we may not be forsaken. May all beings, wherever they are, may they be free from fear, anxiety, and stress and suffering. And may all beings, all people of the world, be at peace. Gently wiggle your toes and begin to stretch your body. Arch your back. Put your hands on your belly and heart, breathing three slow collective breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth. And in through our nose and out through our mouth. One more, in through our nose and out through our mouths. I'd like to thank you for taking time for this practice of sitting with stress and fear and worry. I know that so many people in our state, educators and support staff, bus drivers, people who pack lunches for kids, getting up early every morning to make sure children are fed. I know how much we worry and have concern and hold fear in our hearts for our children out there who we know do not have the supports and the buffers to help them be okay during this uncertainty. And I know that weighs incredibly heavily on my mind, the mind of my educator families, my own husband and daughter who teach and have administration in the areas. Be gentle with yourselves. Know that you're doing everything you can and that you must take care of yourself so that you can take care of your families and be geared and ready for when the fall comes. So if you notice that you start getting anxious with thoughts of what is it going to be like, know that you're moving ahead and you're forecasting. Mindfulness is about being present and staying right here, right now on purpose. Staying present and say, I'm feeling anxious. but I am not anxious. We are so much more than the sum of our feelings. Remember, feelings can only rule us if we allow them, if we identify with them and attach ourselves to them. So saying things like, I feel anxious, I feel worried, not I am, then we don't define ourselves by our feelings, but allow our feelings to simply be, lean into them, relax our bodies through breath, relaxation, good food, laughing, spending time with people you love, spending time in gratitude, spending time in hope. That's what builds resilience and grit. Thank you so much for taking this time. May you each be well, safe, and happy, filled with much compassion and empathy and deep understanding. You're doing your best, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you.